Hey guys, I'm Megan.
And I'm Sydney.
And this is Tales of the Wicked.
Alright guys, welcome back to another episode of Tales of the Wicked.
Welcome back.
We have big exciting news. Megan, why don't you tell everyone what our exciting news is?
I don't know what it is.
We don't have any exciting news. I just wanted to see what you were going to say.
Oh, you made me so nervous. I'm like, Sid, you didn't tell me what this is for and I don't have news.
Come on now. Give the people what they want.
Oh, I got my heart stopped for a second. I got so nervous. I'm like, oh, did something important happen and I forgot? Because that could really happen. I would feel so bad.
No, we don't have any exciting news. Boring. We're boring. We don't do anything fun.
You know, that's okay.
That's all right. Sometimes it's nice to just relax and do nothing.
Yeah, and with the world still being the way that it is, it's not the time to go out and have fun.
Yeah. I'm a big, like, social bebopping around kind of person. I love it. I like being around people. I like doing stuff. But whenever it's cold outside, I kind of like just, like, migrate into my house and do nothing.
Oh, see, I could stay in my house for the rest of my life and never talk to a single person again and be fine.
No. Like, once it starts getting nice out again, I'm going to be, like, chomping at the bits, like, ready to go. What are we doing? When are we doing it? I'm ready to go. Little social butterfly.
No, not me. I need to be at home with a nice cup of coffee and a jigsaw puzzle, and I don't need anything else.
Oh, so speaking of like puzzles and stuff like that, do you like word games? Do you ever play Scrabble or anything?
I've played it a couple times and it was fun, but like I haven't played it since I was maybe 15.
So, oh, that's been a minute.
It's been a long
time. You're 26. 11 years. So my coworker showed all of us in the office this game, and me and John, I showed it to John, and we've been like obsessed with it.
New game for you.
What?
I said, oh, a new game for you. Well,
so it's online and it's, you do it once a day. So it's called Wordle, Wordle. You just go, there isn't like an app or anything. You just type it in on your phone, like on your internet browser. And it has six, so it's five blocks across, and then you have six different blocks. So there's one word every single day on this website, and everyone has the same exact word. Like, if you were to play it, you would be looking for the same word that I'm looking for. So what you do is you type in a five-letter word. So, like, today, I haven't figured out today's Wordle yet. I started it, and then I got frustrated, so I stopped. So the first five-letter word that I put in was crawl. And it'll tell you, like, you put in the word, and then it'll tell you if any of the letters that you have are in the actual word for the day. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, like, it'll tell you if you have a correct letter, and then it'll also tell you if you have the correct letter in the correct spot. So then you essentially have six tries to try to guess what the word of the day is. Anyone that knows me knows that I am a terrible speller. Like, I'm not reading, writing, all of that. Definitely not my strong suit. So I just like, I mean, it's just a five letter word, but I just like it because it works my brain and it makes me kind of, I don't know, think about like, I don't know, like right now I know that there's an R in the word and I'm just trying to think of different words that have an R in that place and stuff like that. But everyone, like me and John do it every day and all of my coworkers do it. And like yesterday we had like the big snow and we were all sitting there doing nothing. So we were like, did everyone get today's Wordle? Like we're all like sitting there trying to figure it out together. It's pretty fun.
Just looked it up while you were talking about it. I'm like, oh, let's see what this is. And it's just blank squares. I'm like, oh, I don't have time to figure this out.
Yeah, well, it's just, so you have to type in a word. Like, type in a random five-letter word on the first blank. Do you still have it up?
It'll take me 2 seconds to bring it up. Okay, it's up.
Okay, so type in a five-letter word in the first five blank squares.
Whatever. Sorry, I'm stupid, and it took me a second to think of a five-letter word.
Oh, yeah, no, like, you're put on the spot. Like, if I was put on the spot, I would be like, I don't know anything. when
Okay,
it's
so
the
then
English language.
you
So
hit
what'd you type
enter.
in? So hit enter, yeah. So
Oh,
did
I got
any.
it. Yeah, an O.
Oh, well, thank you, because I didn't have an O and I didn't know that there was an O in there. So is your
Yeah.
O green or yellow?
It's yellow.
So that means that there's an O in the word, but it's not in the correct spot.
Okay, well, you have an O.
Thanks. So
So you
then
can work with that.
also, if you look on your keyboard, like so if you all the other letters that you typed in, since they weren't a letter that's in today's word, they like darken them on your keyboard so you know not to put them in like the next like five letter word you try to type out.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, just a fun little word game that my coworker found. And he said that the whole like backstory to it is I guess some guy's wife likes to play word games, so he came up with a word game for her. Like he would just like the two of them, he would just have a random word every single day and she would have to guess it. Like it was a thing that they did back and forth. And then it like blew up on the internet and then now everyone's doing it.
Oh, I've gotten a couple things for you if you want them. I'll text them to you later.
No, don't tell me. Don't tell me. Dang. What was your first guess? Your first word?
I just typed in the word hello. It was the only
Hello.
five-letter word I could think of.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
I'm having the hardest time just thinking of five-letter words.
Yeah, like the one yesterday was shire. And I was like, I never think of the word shire ever in my entire life. But I put in shirt first and like it like literally all of them except for the last letter was correct. So I was just going around on my keyboard, like looking at random letters, and I was like, shirt. What would have happened if I put a D at the end of it? That's not a word. What if I put a P at the end of it? That's not a word. And then I like finally got shire. Some of the words are, I mean, they're all five letter words. I guess they're not
They're
really
out
tough,
there.
but if you like the thing is if you don't make a good guess, like you don't know what any of the letters are.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's my tip to everyone that's listening. If you want a fun little word game, play Wordle. It's on the internet, the interweb.
Oh, this is gonna bug me now. I have one more guess left.
It'll tell you, like, if you go all the way through and you can't figure it out, it tells you what the word is.
Oh, okay. I'm just gonna figure it out real quick.
And then, like, if you, so then you've already played today's game, so then you have to wait until tomorrow to be able to play tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just, like, play a new one.
Yeah. I'm gonna
And
think
each.
about this. All right.
Yeah, so, like, I started it earlier, and, like, my first word was crawl, and I got the R, but then I couldn't get any other letters, so my second word was break. And then I also didn't get any new letters. I just had the R again. So I was like, this is annoying. So then I just like closed out the tab and it's just been like every time you reopen it, it's still sitting there. So I just close
Yeah.
out the tab and then I just work at it throughout the day until I figure it out.
Oh, see, I am really impulsive, so if I start it, I have to get it done in that sitting, whether I get it right
Yeah.
or wrong.
Oh, gotta get it right. The one day I forgot about it, and John was like, oh, I got today's Wordle. And it was like 10 o'clock at night. And I was like, oh, what is it? And he told me, and I went in to Wordle and I typed it out. And it was like, you got it on the first guess. I was like, yeah.
Who the fuck knows that word? Okay. I just got the word of the day today and I don't like it.
Oh, great. I'm not going to figure it out. An O and an R? Oh, God. All right.
Anyways, this is Tales of the Wicked, not Tales of
This
the Wordle.
Tales of the Wordle. This is Tales of the Wicked, a podcast where we talk about wicked people that do crime
Wicked, boring lives.
and our wicked boring lives and our wicked boring friends and pets and husbands.
Dally is not boring.
I mean, she eats, sleeps, plays, and poops. There's not much more to
She
that.
also chases her tail.
Oh.
Last night she was catching snowflakes. It was very cute.
Oh, that's nice.
She's not boring.
Well, my Sammy is boring. He just sleeps.
Just sleeps and licks his poop.
Oh, I let Sammy outside today to go. I had to clean off my car to go to lunch, and Sammy was outside. And I looked over, and he was like licking the ground. I was like, "Is he like licking the snow? Like maybe he is because it's melting in his mouth. Water. I don't know." And I walk over. and he's licking his own poop. And I literally was like, that is the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. And I don't let dogs lick my face. I mean, I do, but I don't really care for it. Like, the first couple times, I'm like, okay, yeah, huh, you're cute. And then after that, I'm like, stop licking my face.
Yeah, like one little like lick on the cheek. I'm like, oh, cute. Now go away.
Yeah, right. So, like, I literally, like, looked at him and I was like, this is why I don't let dogs lick me. Because you do stuff like this. You lick your poop and your
Okay,
butt.
so you remember Coda and how like massive he was?
Yes.
Okay, so for everyone who's listening who obviously doesn't know, I used to have a dog named Coda. He was my pride and joy. Rest in peace, Coda. But he was a black lab German Shepherd mix. So he was huge. Like this
He was
dog looked like
big.
a horse. He
Yeah.
was all black with just like a little white stripe down his chest. And he used to do this thing where he would like hover over someone and just like really breathe like intensely. I'm not going to do it because it's going to sound terrible on the audio. But he would just like breathe so heavily on you. And then sometimes he would do this thing where he would like cower on top of you, but like behind you. So it's like he's just like breathing on your neck and he would just like slowly lick the back of your neck. And you're like, oh my God, stop, please.
Oh, that's
Oh,
terrible.
it was so creepy. I hate it.
His paw was like the size of your head.
Oh,
He was
he was
so big.
huge.
So big.
Yeah, he was a creepy boy, but I loved him.
He was cute.
Little cutie pie. Anyways, oh, he is one.
Oh, did you see, did everyone see that there's like a murder at Kalahari in Ohio?
No.
Yeah.
Did you
Or
hear
like
what
a
happened?
no, I just randomly I saw it yesterday when I was like scrolling through Facebook and I was like, oh my gosh, I like need to tell Megan about this. Like we need to like look into it. And I was just sitting here and then it randomly like popped into my head. But yeah, there's something that happened at Kalahari, like I think it's the Kalahari in Ohio, if I remember.
Is
And
there any other one?
somewhat, yeah, there's like three different Kalaharis in different states.
Oh.
Have you ever been to Kalahari?
No, I swimming pools because I got yelled at a lifeguard, yelled at by a lifeguard one time, and I refused to ever go back.
I mean, that's fair to not like a public swimming pool. It's kind
Plus,
of
they're
gross,
gross.
but yeah, Kalahari's fun though. I haven't
Ugh.
been there in a long time, but
I'm not one for public watering holes.
all the people that pee in the pool.
Yeah, and all the screaming children. Like, I like hear your scream.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, it was in Ohio.
Wow.
It says, with the murder of a 24-year-old man who was killed Monday
Wow.
at Kalahari Resort, employee housing unit. Oh, was it an employee? Oh, just kidding. The victim did not work at Kalahari,
Oh.
but was acquaintance with an employee. Wow.
Dates on that.
Yeah, we'll have to let you guys know what that would be fun. The old Kalahari murder. 24-year-old. It's probably like something simple, like they had a fight.
Yeah.
So then he got killed. But hey, we'll find out. To be continued on Tales of the Wicked.
Yeah,
Dun
that's
dun
super interesting. I
dun.
never heard about that.
Yeah, it just happened. I saw it yesterday. I might be 24 years old, but I like Facebook like a 4-year-old mom.
Oh, I got sick of
So
seeing all the shit all over Facebook, so I kind of tailored mine so when I get on there, it's just like pictures of like dogs and like podcast stuff and like wedding stuff.
I need to, I spend way too much money, not money, too much time on social media. It's pretty bad. I need to like cut back. We apologize if we're off this episode and the last episode. Me and Megan aren't together, and if we're not like sitting at each other, staring at each other in the face, we like the vibe is not here.
Yeah, when we
But that's
record, it's
okay.
so like we like get we're like knee to knee, just like staring at each other.
Yeah.
Hey,
Breathing
how's
down each other's
it
necks. Yeah.
going?
But like now we're just like sitting in our own homes, like on our computer. It's different, but that's okay.
You
This
know?
the wicked murders are just as good together or apart.
We promised you guys an episode and we are delivering. It might not be a good one, but it is one.
But that's okay. We are fully aware. Fully aware. Dang. Oh, you want to know a good... So, but Megan and I both watch... Well, I think I do a little bit more than you do. Like, watch TV shows a lot. Or can sit down and watch a good TV show. We both just watched The Only Murderers in the Building.
Oh my god, Hulu. It was so good.
So good. It was funny. It kept you, like, you wanted to know what happened. It was really cute. Super, super cute. And then John and I just started Ted Lasso. Have you heard of that one?
I've heard someone mention it, like, in a commercial before, because they were, like, advertising mm-hmm. different platforms, like, streaming, whatevers. But I don't know mm-hmm. what it is whatsoever.
Oh. John and I just started that one, and it's, like, a good, like, wholesome, feel-good type show.
Oh, I don't, that's for me.
No, you definitely wouldn't. You wouldn't like it. It's not your kind of show. Like, the basically what it is this guy goes to coach a soccer team in England, and he knows nothing about soccer. And John told me about this, and I was like, I don't want to watch. I don't care about that. Like, that doesn't sound interesting to me at all. But, like, the guy, like, the main character who's, like, the coach, like, he's just, like, a very happy, you can't bring him down type of a guy. And, like, he builds everyone up. And but then also, like, he's going through a divorce in his personal life. And all the characters have different things that are going on with them. Like, it's just, like, your basic, like, normal, this is normal life. This is people going through stuff type show.
Mm-hmm.
But then he's also a coach for a soccer team.
I mean, I can get behind all the, like, things, but you're really losing me at coaching soccer.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. I was like, I don't care about him coaching soccer, like, but it's pretty good. It's also on Apple TV. You have to have Apple TV to be able to watch it, so.
Yeah, I also don't have that, so that's another reason why I won't be watching this.
Right, yeah, you have to have Apple TV, and you have to pay for it, and it's stupid. Like you said, another streaming service.
Yeah.
Just one after another. But if you guys have Hulu, Only Murderers in the Building, definitely recommend it. And it's cute because they, like, create a podcast to try to figure out who murdered the person in the building. And
yeah. And, like, it was definitely, like, the most, like, I never expected that I needed this character dynamic with Martin Short, Steve Martin, and Selena Gomez, but I'm really glad that I have that now, because, like, they're Steve Martin and Martin Short are always great together, but I've obviously have never seen them with Selena Gomez, who I love too, so that was super unexpected and super nice.
I know Steve Martin because he's in the what is it, Cheaper by the Dozen, is that the name of the movie? Like, I've seen him in a couple different things. Like, I know who that actor is. But I had no idea who Martin Short was, other than that he was the Jack Frost in the Santa Claus movie. Mm-hmm.
So I've never seen him, like, his movies, really. But I don't know if it's still on Netflix, but I think during, like, when quarantine first started, I found that they had a comedy special on Netflix together. And it was so funny.
Yeah, apparently I was like, because I'm one of those people that once I find an actor, I have to obsess over them. I have to know, like, where they were born.
Yep.
When they had their first breakup. Too. Like,
I'll be watching a movie. I'm like, oh, let me look up this whole person's life while I'm watching this movie.
Yeah. And I guess the two of them, like, are really good friends, and they've been in multiple movies together and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, that's cool. Speaking of looking up actors and needing to know everything about them. One of the main characters in Ted Lasso was in Game of Thrones. And I was like, oh, this lady was in Game of Thrones. I was like, I have no idea who the heck she was. So I, like, looked up, like, her name and then put Game of Thrones after. She was the person who, like, tortures Cersei and, like, makes her walk down the street. And she's yelling. Keeps saying, oh, Shane. Okay. Didn't you think she was old?
Yeah. Old?
No, she's not old.
Oh,
she's, like, in her 40s, I think. That's why I didn't recognize her at all. And also, like, she had all that stuff around, like, her hair, like, her head and her hair. Like, you just saw her face.
Yeah, I mean, this is also Game of Thrones. So even if you are young, you're still looking.
Yeah, no, she is 47 years old.
Oh, wow.
And that's now. I mean, that whenever that season came out, she was probably in her early 40s. But yeah, I was like, oh, who was she in Game of Thrones? And I looked it up and I saw that she was the lady that kept saying shame. And I was like, oh, she was a mean. She was a witch.
Kyle, my other brother, he has our, he's, because we all like pick which TV subscriptions we're going to do. And like, we'll, like, I'll pay for one and then give my password, and he'll pay for one and give his passwords.
And, oh, that's smart.
Of our HBO Max, and he's thinking mm-hmm. about canceling it right now just because he's probably like, he's thinking about moving and he has a lot going on, so he's gonna probably cancel yeah. that, because I need at least one more month. I'm trying to watch all of the Lord of the Rings movies, all of the Harry Potter's movies, and I want to try to watch Game of Thrones on there, just because like the DVD set I want to watch when I have like DVD changer, because it's like yeah. two episodes is on one disc. So you have to that's get up not, and, like, change it. Yeah. If you're trying to binge it, it's not the most convenient way to watch.
Have you started any of the... I mean, I've seen all the Harry Potters. I've seen all the Lord of the Rings. My mom has every single DVD. Have you started either one yet?
No, not yet. I have seen them all already. It's been so long. So I wanted to watch them again.
I'm not, like, a crazy, like... Harry Potter person. I like Harry Potter and I like the movies and I do watch them, but I never like read the books. I'm not a Harry Potter person, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
like
I think I might have seen all the movies. I've never read any of the books. I have no desire whatsoever to but I wanted to I was gonna burp for a second. I want to watch them, like, because it's been so long since I've seen them all. Like, I would watch one and then years later watch another one, so yeah. I want to watch all of them like kind of at once,
right?
But it's been I can't even tell you the last time I watched a Harry Potter movie, like since they yeah. came out.
Yeah, no, I would watch Lord of the Rings over Harry Potter.
Yeah, personally. I want to watch that's both of them just because they're all there, but like
yeah,
I can't ever get Aaron to just sit down and watch TV with me, but he said he would watch Harry Potter with me. I'm like, okay, I'll watch it if you'll watch it.
Yeah. Another good one, I don't know if you've ever watched the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Oh, yeah.
Those, well, the first three, I don't care about any of the other ones, like the new ones that came out, but those first three are so good. That's another movie series that, like, I could just sit down and watch because I just love it so much.
Yeah, I really do like those. Sorry if you guys heard the door opening. Aaron came in and delivered me a soda.
Aw. Hi, Aaron. Thank you for the soda. That was so kind of you.
Ooh, root beer, my favorite.
Yummy. Well, are you ready to sip your root beer and listen to my case?
I am. All I'm excited right, to hear what it is.
All right. Well, let's get started then.
All right.
How's that root beer tasting?
Oh, so good. It would be better with food, but... I'll deal with that.
It would be better if it had ice cream in it. A little root beer float.
No, I don't. I'd rather have a hamburger in my hand.
I would rather have a hamburger too, but what kind of, what kind of root beer is it? Is it Bart's? Is it Mug? Is it off-brand? Generic?
It's Bart's. It's whatever they have at Circle K in the Polar Pop section. Ooh. I think it's Bart's.
I don't know what they have. It doesn't matter. All root beer is good. Yeah. At least I think all root beer is good. Like when John and I go to the grocery store to get, because I love root beer floats, so I just get vanilla ice cream and a thing of root beer at the store, and he's like, well, you have to get the certain root beer because that's the best one. But I don't discriminate against my root beer. Maybe to go with
ice cream, but I think for just sipping it's, I like Barg's better than A&W.
I will say that, like, we have an A&W in Kent. And I went there once for a root beer float, and it was very disappointing. But
A&W also has the best hot dogs, and I'm gonna. Everyone agrees with me.
I've never actually had A&W food.
Oh, they have the best hot dogs.
I'm not really a big hot dog person. I like them.
Oh, I love hot dogs. It's one of those things where, like, when I'm in the mood for shitty food, I'm like, "What's really shitty? Oh, a hot dog."
I'm gonna eat a freaking hot dog.
Yeah.
With all the toppings.
Yeah, like, you have to be in a mood to eat a hot dog. I don't, like, just go to a restaurant. I'm like, oh, hot dog sounds good. Like, I have to, like, be actively seeking one.
Can you go to, like, a sit-down restaurant and order a hot dog? Is that a thing?
Yeah, they have them on like kids menu, like kids meals and stuff.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah, that makes sense. But like, could you imagine going to a restaurant and like in the sandwich section, it's like, here's a $10 hot dog with ketchup, mustard, and onions on it. Enjoy.
Yeah, I
Side of
couldn't do
French
that.
fries.
One thing I loved about hanging out with Emily, because like we used to hang out all the time, and our Steak and Shake was 24 hours. So we would just go like in the middle of the night, and she is gluten free. Like she cannot eat gluten at all. And so the hot dog buns are, they have gluten in them, obviously. So she would always get a chili cheese dog or like a chili dog. And then she would give me the bun. So I would get to eat my hamburger, but then I'm getting like the taste of like the hot dog bun and like all the chili sauce and the onions without like actually having to order a hot dog.
The
It
hot
was
dog juice.
so, it was, no, they're like, it wasn't juicy or anything, but it just had like all
Oh.
the chili sauce. Because
It had all
Steak
this
and
stuff
Shake
on
has
it.
the best chili.
Do they?
Oh my God, it's
I
so
also haven't
good.
had Steak and Shake since I was in high school. It's been a minute. And
Oh,
every time I
so
went
good.
there, I would only get like the patty melt type thing, Fresco melt or whatever it was called.
Yeah, that's what Aaron gets.
But dang. All right, off topic.
Okay.
As your root beer sipping, we are going to talk about the case of Zach and Addie.
Oh, this is a good one.
Oh, you've heard this one?
Yeah, this is a good one.
Boo. Sad.
That's okay.
That's fine. You get to listen to it again because apparently you like it, or it sounds like you like it.
Yeah, this is a really interesting one.
Okay. I know that, well, if you're listening to these two episodes back to back, because we're releasing Megan's first and mine, well, they're going to get released at the same time, but if you're getting your Tales of the Wicked fix and listening to both of them at the same time, hers was a little heavy. I also want to give a little warning. What happens to the victim's body is a little heavy. So if you don't want to listen to anything gruesome again, then I wouldn't continue. But if you do, let's get started. All right. New Orleans, Louisiana is a city that never stops. Full of culture, booze, food, and music, people travel near and far to immerse themselves in all that the city has to bring. This is the location of our next crime. Addie Hall was described as a free spirit with a wicked temper. She found herself in New Orleans living a carefree life just to make ends meet. She was an artist, dancer, and bartender at a local bar called the French Quarter. Addie did have her demons, though. She was molested as a child, which was thought to result in a struggle with bipolar disorder and substance abuse. While bartending at the French Quarter, she met a handsome and charming Zach Bowen. Zach was known to leave a good impression on anyone he came across. He was social and had many friends. When Zach was 18, he met and married a woman, Luna Supak. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but that's what we're going to go with.
That sounds good.
Okay. Together, the couple had two children. Zach enlisted in the military to better support his family and spent two tours during his time in the military. As Zach's time in the military came to an end, his wife had left him and took his children with her. He was alone, bitter, and suffered from severe PTSD. Zach and Addie's relationship was built on trauma, heavy drinking, and cocaine abuse. The couple was said to get in explosive arguments often. After only a short few weeks of the couple being together, Hurricane Katrina had hit New Orleans. The hurricane had left the city devastated, and while most people evacuated, Zach and Addie decided to stay. They moved into a small apartment that was above a voodoo shop, and at this time, they were on an all-time high. Life had stopped for a bit. There was no work, no bills, or responsibility. And during their free time, they served drink and food to the locals that also had decided to stay behind in the city. And during this time, Zach and Addie had even started to get a little bit of media attention for what they were doing. Although, as the city began to rebuild, normal life came back, and Zach and Addie had difficulty adjusting. The drug and alcohol abuse continued, causing more and more arguments that soon became violent. On October 4th, 2006, Addie went to their landlord asking to put the apartment in her name only because she claimed Zach had been cheating on her. The landlord was aware of their toxic tendencies and told her no and to go back upstairs and try to work it out. This would be the last time that Addie Hall was seen alive. Days had passed and Addie hadn't shown up for work, But because of her unpredictable nature, not everyone was too concerned. So some of the friends were, questioning, "Hey, where is she at?" And other ones were like, "Oh, like she has drug abuse and alcohol abuse. So, who knows what happened to her? I'm sure she's fine
Yeah,
though."
kind of just like a that's Addie kind of
Right,
attitude.
exactly. And the friends that were concerned about her, they confronted Zach, and he said that she had moved. And
Okay.
again, because she is very unpredictable, and the two of them had these big, crazy, explosive arguments, it was just kind of like a, okay, well, I can believe that.
Yeah.
On October 17th, 2006, 2 weeks after Addie went missing, the police responded to a call at Omni Royal Orleans Hotel. 28-year-old Zach Bowen ended his own life by jumping off the seventh floor of the hotel. Police found a suicide note and a key to his and Addie's apartment in the front pocket of his pants. The note said, quote, "This is not accidental. I had to take my own life to pay for the one I took. If you send a patrol car to 862 North Rampart, you will find the dismembered corpse of my girlfriend Addie in the oven, on the stove, and in the fridge, and a full signed confession from myself, Zach Bowen."
Oh, that's so
And
chilling.
yeah, could you imagine? So he jumped off this hotel. When they arrived to the scene, obviously his body was a little, he jumped off a hotel, so his body didn't look right.
Yeah.
He had this suit, or well, confession in his pocket. And then also another thing was he had cigarette burns all over his body. And in his, so that was his confession letter, or like his, that was his suicide note. And then when they get to his apartment, he also left a confession, like a full signed confession, of everything that he did. And he says that he put a cigarette burn on his skin for everything that he had done wrong in his life. So his body
Oh.
was mangled. He had cigarette burns all over him. And then he had his suicide note and a key.
Okay, I had forgotten that he jumped off a hotel. Like, I remember that he, died by suicide, but I couldn't remember how it happened.
Yeah, he and my question is like hotels, I mean, I've never been to New Orleans, I don't know really much about it, but like hotels here in Ohio, like you can't just open a window and like go out of it. I don't know if he jumped out of a window. It didn't say, but
Or
like
like, did he like make it up to the roof somehow, maybe?
I like is the seventh floor the top floor? I don't really know,
Yo,
but
yeah.
I don't, so yeah, but that's that poor old Zach. That happened to him. When police arrived at the small apartment above the voodoo shop, the first thing they noticed was the temperature and lack of smell. So they already knew, obviously, that they were going to walk into something bad because he literally wrote in his suicide note that you're going to find the dismembered corpse of my girlfriend.
Yeah,
And
they kind of knew
she.
what they were coming at. Like, they were able to brace themselves, kind of.
Exactly. Like they already knew who the victim was. They knew that they were going to find her and multiple, dismembered. And she had been missing for 2 weeks now. Like she had been gone since October 4th. They said that Zach set the apartment to 60 degrees. So it essentially just felt like a meat locker inside of the apartment.
Okay.
And then there was spray paint on the walls that read, "I love her. I'm a total failure," and look in the stove, and it had an arrow pointing down to the stove.
Oh, that part always creeps me out.
Yeah, and then obviously he had his full written confession, which one of the sources that I use and that I'll post with the episode, you can go on to it, and they have the entire thing written out.
I'll have to see that.
Yeah, so he said that on October 5th, around, this isn't me reading the confession letter, this is just me summarizing. On October 5th, around 1 o'clock, Zach had calmly and quickly strangled Addie. He then sexually assaulted her body multiple times before moving her to the bathtub. It took Zach 4 days to decide what he wanted to do with Addie's body next. He dismembered Addie's body and placed it around the kitchen. He put her head into a pot on the stove. And one source that I said, or that I read, said that he gave her a haircut also.
Okay.
He put her hands and feet in another pot on the stove, her arms and legs inside of the stove, and then her torso was in the fridge. He then tried to cook what was in the pots, and it was just to separate the meat from the bones to try to get rid of the evidence. So they didn't think that he was trying to, you know, like, he didn't, they didn't think that he was, yeah, they didn't think that he was a cannibal or anything like that. They just, he tried to basically get rid of his evidence, and his way of doing that was to try to get, like, the, I don't like saying meat because it's a human and then I think about myself, but like the skin and the muscle and all of that to get off of the bones.
Oh yeah, we're pretty meaty.
So yeah. Between the 5th and the 17th, so the 5th was whenever he murdered Addie, and then the 17th was whenever he committed suicide, Zach quit his job and spent all of his money on, quote, good food, good drugs, good strippers, and good friends. He essentially said that he wanted to be happy before he committed suicide. So he had already planned to end his life, and he knew that that's what he was going to do because he felt a lot of remorse for what he did. So he quit his job, took all of his money out, lived and did whatever he wanted to do, and then ended his life, which I find is interesting. Like, he already planned to commit suicide, but like he tried to get rid of evidence, you know what I mean? So like, I don't know if like he just had like this back and forth in his head, like, what is he gonna do? Is he gonna like try to get rid of the evidence and then go on with his life? Because obviously, like, people weren't really questioning. It's not like, you know, no one went to the police and was like, hey, my friend Addie Hall is missing and I think that, you know, something's wrong. Like, she no one saw her and they were just like, oh well, you know, she's gone. She's probably just doing her own thing. So
I'm sure there was so much back and forth. Like, as soon as he killed her, he's probably like, okay, like, now what? And he was probably just, you said what, like a couple of days of him trying to just decide what to do?
Yeah, so he sexually assaulted her multiple times, and then he moved her into a bathtub, and then he left her in the bathtub for 4 days until he dismembered her body. And after he dismembered her, he cleaned the bathroom. So the bathroom was completely clean, not a spot of blood. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he tried to cover his tracks, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not that he, like, you know, they were just in the apartment. But
I don't, I'm kind of wondering if it wasn't to cover his tracks, but just kind of just, maybe he was just like
this didn't happen.
Oh, I made a mess. Let me clean up. Yeah. Or like, let me, you know, fix it up a little bit. Cause he, you know, decided to go through with suicide, and he, you know, was like living it up, quote unquote, like for his last couple of days, and then wrote that full confession. So I think at like a certain point he was just like cleaning it up to just clean up, not maybe clean up the evidence, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, who knows?
I mean, it's kind of hard to get in track with his mind space at this time.
Right. The case of Zach and Addie is a popular one in New Orleans, and it's one that most people don't forget. Less than 10 years after the murder of Addie Hall and the death of Zach Bowen, a woman that went by the name of Voodoo Queen leased the apartment that the couple lived in, and then she ended up turning it into a free Bloody Mary haunted museum and tour. Inside of the apartment, she left the stove and everything, she left the fridge, and then on one of the sources that I read, it said that she like put like fake blood splatters in the hotel or in the apartment, and then she put like these like different dolls around it, so she tried to like doctor it up and make it spooky, basically.
I'm all for like morbid curiosity, but I feel like that's in poor taste.
Well, so yeah, so a lot of friends of the couple expressed their anger towards the museum, and the Voodoo Queen responded to them by saying, quote, it would be stupid to pretend the couple weren't here and that others were jealous that they didn't do it first. So she didn't care. Like, she was like, you know what? This is a famous murder. This is what happened in this apartment. I mean, they're in New Orleans. I've never been to New Orleans, but I know that it's all about, you know, ghosts and paranormal. And so, you know, why not do it up?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like obviously, like, there's certain places I would go to, but like that, I feel like if you're gonna display like a murder house, maybe do it in better taste with
Right, like
more
you're making it
respect.
like, yeah, like you're making it very like cliche, cheesy murder by putting fake blood in dolls and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
someone actually, like from what it sounds like this, both of them had a traumatic, like she was molested and he had severe PTSD. Like they both had a lot of like mental health issues
Yeah.
and did drugs and alcohol and all of that. So, you know, like it's kind of sad that like it's a really, really hard thing that they went through. And like she's just, you know, I mean, it said it was free, so it's not like she's really making money off of it, but like she's
Still, it's giving
making
her
it.
attention.
Yes,
And
yeah,
is
like
she the same person that owned? I know there's like a voodoo, like Emporia, like a huge voodoo place.
yeah,
Is she
so
the person
like
that owns that?
no, so from what I
Okay.
read that, so there was the voodoo shop that was underneath this apartment, and then the lady who ran the voodoo shop was the one that leased the upstairs to the couple. And then from what I understood and what I read, a new person who is also into voodoo,
Okay.
she got the whole building and then turned the upstairs into the museum.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if it was the same lady and she was like trying to get her name out there. Like, oh, this lady has this
No.
free, attraction. Let's go to her shop. Okay.
Yeah, no, not from what I saw.
Okay.
And then also the hotel that he committed suicide on, I saw that you can go on like different like ghost tours and stuff when you're in New Orleans, and that's another place that they'll take you and that you stop.
Yeah, like that, I get. Because it's not like they're not
They're not going
being
up into
distasteful
the,
about it.
yes,
Yeah.
yeah. It's interesting because like, I don't know, when we did our last episodes about ghosts and paranormal and stuff like that, like the one on in your case with the hotel, like she was a bride and fell down the stairs and there was candles and stuff, and she what was burnt alive and died, right? Like
She was walking down the stairs, her dress caught on fire. She panicked, fell down the stairs, and broke her neck.
yeah, like that's like a really traumatic thing. But then, well, the hotel didn't really, you know, they didn't say that their hotel was haunted and stuff. I don't
Oh
know.
no,
It's
they try to
very,
like repel ghost hunters and stuff.
yeah. It's just, it's interesting because, like, when it comes to ghosts, like, you know, these are like people.
Yeah.
They were people at one point, and like this couple, they were just two very lost souls that didn't really have it together, but then now everyone's like, oh, I gotta go where Zach and Addie were.
Yeah, and that's also like I've thought about that a lot with like the Lizzie Borden house. Like you can go to the Lizzie Borden house where her whole family was murdered, and it's like it's gross, but also like I get it. Like, I get the fascination in it, but I
Right.
feel like if it's not being presented in a respectful way,
Yeah.
then, you want to make sure that they're not crossing those boundaries like this lady clearly was.
Right. Yeah, but that is the case of the sad case of Zach and Addie.
Good one. That's always such a really interesting one. It's like,
I've never heard this one before. So whenever I was like, I found it and I was like, holy cow, you dismembered her and did all this stuff and like, that's crazy. So I was like, I gotta do this.
yeah, that's always a really crazy one. Just the way he like I don't want to say set up the scene, but like the way he just like had her in the apartment, it's always so chilling.
Yeah, and then he would like put the spray paint on the walls saying that he loved her and he was a failure, and like you could tell that he was battling a lot inside,
Yeah, it's
and
so
he
sad.
had,
Like it's just a small glimpse into like what was going on in his mind at the time and probably most of the time, honestly, and it's just a kind of a reminder to, if you struggle with mental health, like you need to prioritize it and take care of
yeah.
it. I'm not saying that everyone with mental health issues is gonna go murder the girlfriends and chop them
Right,
up, but
right.
it's definitely something you wanna keep track of and take care of for
It's
sure.
important.
Yeah, very important.
And that seems to be the theme of our two cases, is mental health and trauma and all the above.
Yeah, it's like we're doing themes uncoordinated. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, I was gonna say, out of the millions of cases that are out there, we like got it to like match.
Yeah, good job. That was a good one.
Thanks.
Yeah.
We apologize if we were off this week.
Yeah, it's
cases are still good.
But... Yeah, no, they're still great cases. It just might be an off week for us, but next week, I don't see any snow in the forecast, so hopefully we'll be able to get back together again.
We'll be breathing down each other's necks and
yeah.
make it more fun. That's when it's fun, is when we're together doing it.
We'll be touching kneecaps and talking about murder.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. Well, if you liked this week's episode, as always, don't be afraid to rate and share and let your friends know about Tales of the Wicked. We're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify, we're on Anchor, we're all over the place.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting places, baby.
We're getting places. So, yeah. Stay tuned next week. I'm going to be doing another case. Don't know what it is. We'll all find out together. And then, hopefully, we'll go back to doing one case a week.
I'm not saying any this time because I don't want to jinx us again. So, in the future, there will be cases. And that's the plan.
That's all we got for you. There will be cases in the future. If there's one, if there's two, we don't know. You don't know. We're all going to find out together. All right. Well, I hope everyone has a good week, and we'll see you next week. And as always, keep it creepy.
Bye.
See ya.